Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly M. Medieval is here, too. Beverly is, golly, coming up on 20 years. She's been hanging out with us. I don't know what we would have done without her. One of the top people on the galaxy on helping you communicate with people better, getting your message across, influencing them, and getting them to love you in the process. How about that? She's helped us with that, and she's got a really important topic to talk about today. And some people might say she stopped preaching and started meddling a little bit, because we're going to talk about anger, right, Beverly?
That's right. You know,
welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. About 18% of people in the United States do have anger issues.
Now, Beverly, I've seen your red hair.
I'm one of them.
I've known you a long time, and that red hair is not for nothing.
You know, I grew up thinking that everyone would know that because I was a redhead that I had a right to spout my anger. And then when I was about 22, I found out they don't care.
I had a dear friend of mine one time said, Jim, just because you admit you're a jerk doesn't mean it's okay.
That's a good one. We're laughing about anger.
Yeah.
That's great. Anger, you know, it depends, Jim, on if the anger is internal or external. And that 18% of people that I just mentioned, they tend to get their anger out. So for them, the effect isn't as menacing for them.
So you're saying one out of five people are angry, but they're okay.
Well, I'm saying they're physically okay.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have the residual caustic residual that lands on the people of that they're talking to or that they're around.
That's right. Now they may not have a whole lot of friends, but they're not ill from their anger. So let's talk about those folks. All right. Just because you think it doesn't mean you should say it.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing called an edit button. And for those folks that the filter, yes. Take a moment. If you're going to a meeting and you know that somebody's going to push your button, as you're driving to the meeting, talk out loud like they had just said that and listen to how you sound. And I bet it won't sound very good. So if we hear it before we actually say it, we're probably going to say it better. That's just a really good tip.
Is it okay on the way to that meeting if I think of a snappy retort?
Yeah, that's not the best thing to do.
Okay, doggone it. Those are so much fun.
I know. They are fun.
I'm always so proud of myself when I come up with a snappy retort.
I know. However, that's one of the things that anger that we blast out, that 18% of people, the residual is, yes, that snappy retort sounded fantastic as it came out. But then we registered how it was received, and so we're left with guilt. You know, we feel horrible. We tell ourselves, we got to stop doing this. And it doesn't really last.
Yeah.
Now, here's for the rest of the folks out there, okay, for the other 82%.
Mm-hmm.
82%. Thank you. My math is not working this morning. When that type of person just, the anger, you know, gets out there, know this, they're over it. They're probably not even going to remember what they
said. Is it possible that what we think is anger isn't anger for them at all? It's just the way they are?
It is the way that they are, but it sure feels like
but
anger.
Did they mean it in an angry way, or is it just their manner?
It all depends. Anger is an emotion. So if they're just talking loud or if they interrupt you, that's not necessarily anger. You can usually tell when somebody is angry because they're, you know, whatever their normal volume is, it gets a little bit louder. If their skin color is light enough that you can see the redness come into their face, their eyes.
The veins popping out in their forehead, that's kind of a tip-off.
Yeah, that's the anger. Yeah, that's the anger. But know this, even when they're angry, they're over it. Now, you want to make sure you don't catch somebody else's anger. We all have enough anger going around. We don't need to, you know, hold on to somebody else's anger because that just makes no sense.
Right.
Because they're over it. Know that.
So why do we? Why is it important to know that one out of five folks, when they get angry, it doesn't hurt, it doesn't bother them, and it bothers the people they're angry at more than them. Why is that important to know? Do we need to know who those people are so we deal differently with them than other people who are angry?
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. Why it's important is that, let's call this person a jerk, that jerk just yelled and got angry at me, and it wasn't my fault. I don't like what they did. So why am I continuing to harbor the anger that they passed me? If somebody gave you food that was spoiled, rotten, would you eat it? Would you keep it on your plate? No, you would not. You'd throw it away. Do the same thing with the anger. Dispel it. Don't let it keep you up at night. Don't let it turn the acids in your stomach to where you're ill. Don't catch that anger. Let it go.
Well, you know, some families talk to each other in a more abrupt way than other families do.
They do.
And sometimes there are people who aren't like that think that they're angry, but it's just the way they are with each other. And it puts some people off, right?
Well, it does because you think they're fighting when they're not fighting. But some of that is masked, some of these family interactions I've witnessed. It's not anger as much as it is like sarcasm, kind of poking the bear, humor.
Anger is when you either are about to be or you are out of control. What do you think?
Yes, I agree.
Isn't that one way to tell if you're angry, if you've crossed over the line into anger, you are close to being, if not completely, out of control. And that's a real problem, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Beverly to help us with that. And not only when we do it, but when we're around other people who are. Beverly Emanieber and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.